AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A sailor has died from wounds in the shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Thursday. The AP's Michael Biesecker reports this adds to the deaths of four Marines on the day of the shooting.
They've not yet released a name, but the person who was wounded was identified yesterday as Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith, who was serving on active duty at the Chattanooga Center.
Smith's family has confirmed he has died. Investigators are still looking for the gunman, Muhammad Abdulaziz, motive. Rain is calming the flames in Southern California. A wildfire yesterday crossed an interstate, burning cars. Today, another fire forced hundreds of campers to evacuate, including a Girl Scout troop. Carol Underhill with the U.S. Forest Service says the weather situation could be good news.
We do have reports of some light rain falling in the fire area. However, we're also receiving reports of lightning in the area as well. So, you know, with thunderstorms, you know, the rain is good, lightning and wind, not so good.
The fire affecting the campers is in the San Gabriel Mountains, which is about 20 miles away from the other fire in the Los Angeles area. No comment from John McCain today so far on comments made by Donald Trump.
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
In Ames, Iowa, Trump got a lot of boos from the audience. He later tried to clarify what he said about McCain, but did not apologize. They wrapped up round two at the British Open in St. Andrews in Scotland. Winds forced a delay. The tourney will end on Monday. Dustin Johnson has a one-shot lead. Tiger Woods is going home. He didn't make the cut.
It's frustrating. There's no doubt, because I'm not making those runs. To win major championships, I've always thought you need to have two good nine-hole stretches.
It took 39 hours to play round two at St. Andrews. This is AP Radio News. The Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya is open again. Nearly 2 years ago, 67 people were killed in an attack by the Al-Shabaab extremist. Olga Ercolano owns a business in that mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day. And she was lucky to escape alive.
One mall worker described how he underwent counseling sessions paid for by his boss to get over the trauma of the experience. Nairobi's governor says he knows there will be apprehensions, but the country, Kenya, is safer. Saudi Arabia says it has broken up planned attacks by the Islamic State group. More than 400 people have been arrested in an anti-terrorism sweep. The Saudi Interior Ministry accused those arrested over the past few weeks of involvement in several attacks. Saudi Arabia labeled the Islamic State group a terrorist organization and has been aiding in U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.